Good morning, good morning. Going live. How are you? Hey, we're hey, I think we're live now. Hey, good morning. Hope you're doing well. It's Tuesday. It is 5:59 a.m. and this is our 344th show here at 5 a.m. Master Scrum. And it looks like our camera and YouTube might be a little bit all kind of wacky. We'll find out how it goes later on. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so that you can get home to your family and friends, give value to your customer, not work 60, 80 hours a week, and then have some fun, right? Part of talking yesterday, somebody was saying, oh, I was watching an old time Mike Cohn presentation on LinkedIn yesterday, and they were talking about he was at a company and they said that you did sprints and iterations. And sprint was different from iteration. And he's like, really? And it was talking about the seven deadly sins of project management, I think. And in the video he says, the company was like, oh yeah, we do sprints and iterations, but they're different. And he's like, how are sprints and iterations different? It was so sad. It was right to my topic with the mission statement of our show. He's like, yeah, sprints when we work a lot of overtime and extra time to get stuff done, and iterations we work more as a single pace. So the follow-up question was, so how long have you been how long have you been sprinting? The company's like, I don't know if it was 8 weeks or 8 months. So it might have been 8 months or something like that. It was like 8 months. Let's say it was 8 months. And he's like, oh crap. You can see it. It's like, oh. So because our mission is not to sprint overtime for 8 months straight to get the job done. Our mission in a sprint in Scrum is to get you home in 40 hours or less so that you could be with your family and friends and have a life, right? But people always ask why a lot of this came about. You know, he gave that talk a long time ago. I think it was 2012 because I'm looking at the date. I mean, that was 8 years ago, right? Big push on this whole working long hours and things like that. So one of our mission points, I just thought of bringing it up because I thought it was interesting because people are like, why you do it? It's just because people are working way too much to get their job done. They're working very inefficiently. They are working very sloppily. And they're not organized. They're not working as teams. They're all a bunch of individual people running around with their heads cut off, you know. So kind of why we're doing it. And I don't know. People like it. Some people have some questions. I got a bunch of questions yesterday, and I have to get to them because there's a lot. I actually put it in a Word document because it was so long. And from Ibrahim, he gave me a big long question. So thank you very much, and I'm working on it, and I'm going to bring it here to the show, some of it, but at least answer his questions and thoughts and questions that he had. So it was good. It was good long question, but I actually had to pull it all down, put it in a Word document, like, okay, let me look at all these questions. It was pretty beefy. So two topics I want to talk about today. I want to talk about bugs, the world of bugs. So I'm going to start a little episode about the world of bugs. Where I was looking for a little plastic bug for the intro. If I find one, I might take a picture of it and come back and put it up for the thing. But the world of bugs, and this topic's going to be what is a bug versus a requirement or a new scope. So we're going to talk about that. And then the other thing is ceremonies and remote COVID. So there was comments over the weekend on someone was listening about how do you handle ceremonies and COVID. So I want to talk about that first, just give you some thoughts. I have a bunch of episodes throughout this whole COVID process on how to handle teams in a remote session. Most of my teams are mostly remote now. I keep learning new things. Like one of the things was a very good point by one of the people that are really good with retrospectives, and I want to think it was Esther, but I wasn't sure if that was her or not. But they said that, you know, if you're doing remote, either go all remote, not partial, or all on-site, right? Because it's not fair, and people get cut off. So, like, even if you're office and you have like five of your team members in the office and three people outside. You should make everybody do remote on the computer so it's all handled the same across the board, so you get a better outcome and everybody feels included in the conversation. And I would agree, right? So how do you handle ceremonies during COVID? Sure, in planning, we talked about it. Well, I want to talk. One of the keys that I found in doing this is you really got to tighten up your schedule. Got to really, your agenda has to be tight. Don't draw out things. Don't draw out the conversation. You want to be succinct, to the point, and out. People can't handle more than an hour remote on the Zoom or the WebEx or whatever. They start losing it. So that's one thing. The other thing is make sure you take some breaks. Give a break to your team, stretch break, stuff like that. And then the other thing that make it a little personal. And I think I had one scrum master who we chatted about it. And I don't know if I brought up the idea or whatever, but it was something about, or she did. And it was about bringing pictures to the team. Not every company has video. If you have video, I really encourage video. In fact, I had a couple scrum masters that are really shy about doing a video, but I'll be honest with you. And I know everybody wants it, but you know, but if you want to be a scrum master, you have to be able to do the video, right? You have to represent, you have to let everybody see you. If you have that capability, you can't just say, oh, well, I don't want to do video because I'm a scrum master. Yeah, you got to do the video. Because you're the face, you're the interaction of people and what's going on, and give someone to talk to clue in, right? If everybody's not doing video, but you have the video capability, I really suggest doing video. Let's start them off. There's only four, so we can do this pretty quickly. So sprint planning, we already talked about doing the agenda. Make sure you do your refinement and have people get those stories ready before you get there. Use a system, just like, I mean, there's nothing different than whatever I taught you on the ceremony. I would definitely do something fun a little bit before the ceremony if you got time. I know everybody wants to work their ass off and do all that kind of stuff. Celebrate maybe the wins. I don't know. Give them a good job for the work they did before. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. Have some fun. Do some pictures of the week. Have your team send pictures in. Just to break it so people can see you. Like, it's definitely helpful if you do not have video to share pictures. Because if they don't want to, but at least they can share pictures of what they thought and what they liked and what they want to do. Do a thing. What do you want to do when COVID's out? What you going to do this weekend? Any fun stuff? Getting out of the house. Try to get them to break out of that stuck in the house mentality. You got to do it. Unless you're really on quarantine. I know India is really going through a bad phase right now. You know. Come up with something. I don't know. Little fountains, little waterfalls. Just stuff to meditate, yoga. Now, one of my connections on YouTube and one of the guys, he was in one of my classes. Now he's big in yoga. Maybe do a yoga session. Do a virtual yoga session if that's what everybody likes to do. All that kind of stuff. Just interact with other people. Oh, one thing. Here's one thing I found. I came up with yesterday. Doing my coaching cohort, and it popped in my head, and I should do that. Change the background. I just thought of that the other day. So you're going from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting. Change the background. Now on Zoom, you can change the background. I kept talking way early in the show about putting different things in this white space, and I never knew what to do in the white space. I might do something. I don't know. We'll see. You know. Put up different things in the background. Put little characters. Maybe it's a Mickey Mouse one day. Ooh, the Mickey Mouse. You know, maybe it's a Minion. I don't know. Maybe it's a racing car during racing car weekend. You know. But change up the background. So it's not you in the same background every day, all day long. One of the things we pointed out yesterday was nice in the meetings, the dynamic of being able to go to different meeting rooms. Change it up a little bit, right? To change up the back wall environment, change up your environment. Go attend a meeting, not always in your room. Go outside, do someplace, whatever you can to do it, make it different. So that would be the other thing. So those are the kind of things. I think we talked about everything else many times. We'll hit them again. But those are the kind of little things I think in the COVID makes it a little better, especially since the stuff's stretching out longer, just to change it up. You don't have to be totally goofy and totally silly. I see some people wearing clown outfits and doing some crazy stuff. I mean, yeah, if you got that energy and you want to do that, more power to you, man, because that ain't me. Do you do anything now? As far as COVID goes in the ceremonies, is that what you're talking about? That's it. Woodricus Sims. And my teams, do I do anything? I was virtual. Okay. So do I anything? Yes. Okay. So we created a whole virtual PI planning based on what I created. We used the Confluence. Everybody put stuff in. We automated a lot of stuff. Put digital things so people can add things. We have multiple WebEx conversations. I mean, it's all verbal conversations, big giant meetings, changing things on the way. I was getting everybody there anyhow, and then we went there, right? But like I said, we do pictures at stand-ups, reviews. We still do the reviews of the software, trying to get more customers using the software. But that's normal stuff. I want them to use the software. Retrospectives, that's the tricky one because where I work, it's very limited. If I could do retrospectives offline and outside, there's a bunch of retrospective tools out there I would use. I might actually create my own. But in the end, I used the Word document. When I knew people were out and got a holiday week, I would use a Word document, put four areas like what went well, what didn't, and just track that with everybody. And but then you gotta really pay attention to what is said in Scrum. And I'll cover in the 12-minute mark. When you say in Scrum and you're doing a retrospective, you can't go all loosey goosey. You gotta be on point. Gotta be on point. So, like if you say, I'm gonna have something done, or this is the one thing we're gonna track, you gotta take that one thing and you gotta put it in the backlog to get done for the next sprint. You have to really do it in person. You don't need, hey, thanks. Cool, thanks for subscribing. In person, it kind of gets loosey. In the virtual world, you gotta tighten it up a little bit because there's a lot of loosey goosey distraction. So there's distractions. So you gotta really focus. So when you say you're gonna do something, it's 15 minutes. And I left a like. Thank you. Thanks for the likes. So you gotta do that too. Okay. So that's what I got for the COVID. Maybe I'll put some links to some previous episodes and what to do, but it's really everything's virtual. It was virtual before. Just more things like that. Okay. So I want to hit the world of bugs because bugs was an issue. Again, I was reading Fix Your Own, Fix Your Scrum, and there's a section and bugs hit me, right? And actually, my work is going to a phase now where they're trying to figure out how they want to track bugs. And I go, oh, there's a whole nother world of bugs. So this is world of bugs number one, and I wrote some different things. I got, so the next 3 days, I'm going to do something about bugs today, tomorrow, and Thursday. What is a bug, right? And versus a new requirement or new scope. You know, one of the things that everybody asks is like, what's a bug? I go in meetings. Oh, and even I saw it in one of the samples in the book, which I kind of disagree with, but everybody does it different. So they go review the software. And it isn't quite what they wanted from a requirement standpoint. So you know what they would do. The product owner would create a bug or the business would create a bug. I said, well, that's not a bug. That's a new requirement, right? And you have to be very pointed with your teams on what's a bug versus what's a new requirement. A bug would be, I have acceptance criteria, I have some testing routines, and my code failed that acceptance criteria or failed that routine. That's a bug. Getting a new idea for a new way of doing something based on what you saw the team gave you is not a bug. It's not. Now, the question is, can you address that new requirement in your sprint before you close out It's a big question. Most times, no. But what I propose is when you do, you should do, not just do one review, but you're reviewing with the customer all the time. So if it looks like what you're giving throughout the period, I'm the only one here. Sometimes when you work at home, you are the only one at home. But maybe we'll do some more virtual stuff. I am going to think about doing some virtual sessions where everybody can just kind of chat, not all structured and everything like that. But you got to watch that because what it'll do is it was a bug and you never get anything done. You got your stuff done. Is it what the business customer wanted or they had envisioned? If you met the acceptance criteria and the testing stakes, then yeah, it's valid. You should get credit for that and you claim that as work done. Does that need to be modified or put a new requirement? Then it's a new requirement and a new sprint. That's what we do. This is why it's key, and it's 16-minute marks or whatever, 15-minute mark. This is why it's key to do sprint review during the sprint, not after the sprint. You do sprint review during the sprint, you get feedback from a customer, it generates new requirements, and you work them in the next sprint. Where so many teams screw this up is they do a sprint review after the sprint's over. But that doesn't allow you to get time, and then they treat things as bugs. They're not bugs, they're new requirements. Okay? So you all have a good day. We're over time. We're over the 15-minute mark. Oh my God, we went over to the time box. Sometimes we do. I get a lot of, when I get feedback, I go over to the time box, but you know, it's fun. So I want to wish you all a good day. Please ring the bell. And Sims, thank you very much for following us and liking our channel. Appreciate it. If you got any questions you want to ask, you can send me on LinkedIn. You can post comments here. I try to get back to them and give you some thoughts. Sometimes they become show topics. I go back and forth and I clean it up so no one knows anybody who's where because we all have the same problem. It doesn't matter. Anyway, have a great day, everyone. It's Tuesday. Here in the States, we got a holiday coming up, so that'll be great. All right, take care. Bye. See you.